Oh, wait. I'm skipping ahead here. Are you married or were you married?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Tell me about the community, what it was like when you were growing up, and maybe the difference between then and now.
Oh, not much comparison between then and now, you know. It's, no, we didn't have no money. Nobody knew they didn't have any money, but, a few cars.
Mm-hmm.
Roads were in terrible condition.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they used to have sheep drives and cow drives right up Main Street when they took the cows to the high country in the summer.
Mm.
You know, they went right up Main Street and the merchants all shut their doors, keep the animals out, stop the traffic and all that, you know. And it, we used to have a lot more people utilize the springs, the hot springs, for the medical benefits than we do nowadays.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there used to be a lot of people coming here and that was it, was for the medical benefits of soaking in the spring water. But
what are the benefits of that?
Oh, it's we're supposed to work on rheumatism and I don't know, a whole bunch of stuff, but it's nowadays it's more a playground.
Right.
You know, they got some massagers over there, but it's more playground.
Yeah. So this was basically sort of a two things going on. One is the springs, and the other was sort of a maybe a supply town for farming and ranching. Is that right? Or?
Yeah, that's good.
Let's shut that up. Okay, about the farming and ranching.
It was probably, we wasn't really the hub for the supplies. Normally everybody went to Durango if you went. Durango was the community center for the whole San Juan Basin.
Uh-huh.
In the old days. It took you all day to go to Durango.
Yeah.
Even though it was only 65 miles, why the road wasn't very good.
Right. How long ago were they having these cattle drives come through here?
Oh, up in the early 50s, as I remember.
Wow.
I think the last one they had was a show to put on for Fairfield out here. I think I was probably 60-something.
Uh-huh.
They brought had a stock drive from New Mexico up here.
Uh-huh. So Durango's pretty much the main town around here.
One time before they invented the word tourist, you know. And then when they went tourist, why, you know, they kind of, well, at one time, they was more Cadillacs per capita in Durango than there wasn't any place else in the state.
So can you get pretty much what you need in Pagosa Springs now, as far as daily living or shopping and things like that, or do you need to go to Durango or somewhere else?
Oh, for special items, I think people, you know, could get by here if they had to.
Yeah.
But they like to go somewhere else and shop.
Yeah.
You know, I've had people tell me you can't buy clothes here, you got to go to Albuquerque. So, but I don't see very many naked people, so
I, I don't think people are making their clothes.
Well, you know, I mean, how they.
How far is Albuquerque from here?
About 100. I can't tell you. I don't remember. I think it's 285 miles.
Oh, really? So it is a ways.
About 4 hours driving, I think.
Okay. Geez, it looks shorter than that on the map, but this isn't the first time I looked at the map and thought something looked easy to get to, and it isn't. Okay, you mentioned your parents, and I believe you also call them your folks, or your parents' folks for your grandparents. How would you typically address your mother as you were growing up? What would you